Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a federal lawsuit against Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, because it instituted a buffer zone around abortion clinics that prohibits people, such as sidewalk counselors and the clients we represent, from getting close enough to communicate to those accessing the abortion clinic. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, to talk about this case. This is a very important case, Holly. Obviously, from a legal perspective, the Supreme Court has already ruled recently in a case similar where it struck down a buffer zone, like a zone around a particular location that is designed literally to keep people away. Here, what we're talking about is individuals who are peacefully engaging in sidewalk counseling. They're not rioting, they're not picketing, they're not shouting. They're not blocking access or entrances. They're just trying to counsel people who are accessing this abortion clinic for a life-changing and, frankly, life-ending experience.
Right. And the tragic part is that they are being harassed by the police as well as the abortion activist. You know, Matt, but we're not just talking about a freedom of speech issue, but we're talking about a life issue. I mean, abortion has become the leading cause of death in the United States. Over 1.2 million babies are killed every year. That's over 3,000 a day. And even if it was just one a day, we're talking about ending precious lives. And these sidewalk counselors are called not only to give them truth and love, but also support to these women who are scared and think that abortion is their only option.
You know, it comes out to staggering numbers. When we look back at September 9/11, 2001, and we see that there was 3,500 people that were killed in the tragedies of that particular horrible day. That's what happens every single day.
Absolutely.
In abortions around the country. That's what happens to our children. One every 20 seconds. So three babies every minute are brutally torn apart. They lose their lives at different stages of their life.
You know, and God talks about in Proverbs, he says, rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to die. Save them as a stagger to their death. As you can just picture that, these innocent children, you know, it's like a woman wouldn't go into a doctor's office with her three-year-old and kill that child. What's the difference if she is pregnant with her three-month-old child, you know, in the womb? She wouldn't definitely kill that child as well. It's the same, you know, value of life there. I know when I had the opportunity to volunteer at a pro-life center that was Christian-based, and a lot of these women come in scared, they don't have support, and when they're given love and they're told the truth about God who loves them, and they're shared the gospel with them, those women actually get to see the children in the womb, how they look. They have arms and legs and eyes, and they move around. They're not just a blob of tissue, as the abortion clinics want them to, you know, to visualize. And so it makes a difference. It turns their life around. I know of one group of sidewalk counselors. In less than 2 months, they were able to save over 1,100 children's lives because of what they're doing is going out and just sharing the truth with these women before they go into abortion clinics.
You know, and what these buffer zones are designed to do is prevent life-saving information from getting to these women and their husbands or their boyfriends or the people that are bringing them to these clinics. These are women from all different walks of life. In fact, one of the people that we know very well who regularly goes before an abortion clinic, not this particular one, recently sent some photographs and posted them on Facebook. And the incredible thing, this was the week before Easter, that he found was some of these people that were going into the clinic had bumper stickers of Christian radio stations. So these are women who are listening to the Christian radio station. They are, whatever reason, going to these abortion clinics. You would think that they would know better. People that are listening to this program right now know someone who's gone to an abortion clinic. Maybe people who are listening to this program have already gone to an abortion clinic and committed that particular act of abortion, ending the life of her son or daughter. You know, these people here at the clinic are there to give the grace of God, the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and also offer life and hope to them.
Right. Sidewalk counseling is probably the single most valuable pro-life activity that someone could participate in. I mean, you're not only helping to save a life physically, but also there's the eternal aspect of sharing the gospel and seeing someone come, you know, turn around into God's kingdom.
You know, and this abortion tragedy is something that now is being forced on people such as Little Sisters of the Poor and other nonprofit organizations through the Obamacare mandate. So it's actually spreading in the forcing of people to participate. We need to pray for these individuals, our clients in this case.
Absolutely.
For so many sidewalk counselors around the country that are doing this on a daily basis. They're going to these abortion clinics either every day or a certain day of the week, and they're standing out there in the hot sun, in the cold, in the rain, to literally give good information, life-saving information. For some of these women, they may be so distraught in their life that they think that this is the only way out. They may not understand the development of the child in the womb, that it actually is a human being. And they may not understand that there are alternatives, and they may be fearful because someone might detect that they actually are pregnant, and maybe they're not supposed to be. Maybe they're in a relationship. Maybe they're a minor at home, and they fear the consequences. These sidewalk counselors are there to reach out a hand of hope to all of these women that are facing these life-changing decisions.
Right. Think of thousands of people are alive today because a sidewalk counselor reached out to that mother with love and with truth. And if we don't allow this to continue, we won't see the abortion clinic shut down. We won't see, because once they run out of patients, they're going to shut down. So that's the ultimate goal here.
Well, in fact, a lot of these abortion clinics, they know, and I've heard from reports on many of them, having done this for so many years, that when these sidewalk counselors are out there, they have fewer patients. Because when someone comes there and they're deciding to go to this abortion clinic and they see someone out there, oftentimes they turn away and they decide to delay it and they decide to keep their child. Alternatively, many of them come there and they are encountering a sidewalk counselor. And again, these are not radical picketers.
Exactly.
They're not people that
are beating people on the head with a Bible or anything like that.
They're just there to give
right.
good information and to provide the love of Jesus Christ. In fact, one of the sidewalk counselors is the reason why the plaintiff in the Roe versus Wade case, Norma McCorvey, became a Christian. By constantly, by speaking to her, giving the gospel of Jesus Christ, it was through a sidewalk counselor that Norma McCorvey, who is the Roe in Roe versus Wade, ultimately came and gave her life to Jesus Christ.
You know, we've also seen opportunities where these sidewalk counselors are able to speak to those who are working in the abortion clinics and sharing the love of them and seeing them not only quit their jobs, but come to Christ as well.
Well, that's the story of Abby Johnson. Abby Johnson was an abortion clinic worker in Texas, and it was through the sidewalk counselors that she ultimately gave her life to Jesus and left the abortion industry, in which she was actually participating as part of the abortion clinic. And now she's a very strong advocate for life. In fact, she was with us in Texas, in Houston, when we were there with Susan Merritt. She came into that Houston city that day just to be able to give support to Susan Merritt. So pray for the sidewalk counselors as we represent them. This is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania instituted an ordinance that creates a buffer zone that literally pushes these individuals so far away that they can't communicate. They can't give a piece of literature. And frankly, what it does is it forces them to raise their voice because they can't get close, engage in a peaceful, normal conversation. In order to communicate, they would have to raise their voice. It is designed to keep life-saving information from these people accessing the abortion clinic. Pray that this case is successful. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. I encourage you to visit that website and go down to the bottom of the website where it talks about abortion. You can click on that section, and it gives you information about abortion. It gives you photographs of the child developing in the womb and other aftermath of abortion. It is a brutal procedure. I know it's not easy to look at. One of the things I would say is this. For those of you who are listening that have had an abortion, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you your son or daughter has been aborted, or whether you have been the one in the abortion clinic as a woman, there is grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. With Jesus, the old is past, the new has come. Give your life to Jesus and start this day brand new and be a voice for those who cannot speak for themselves. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.